Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's On Disney Plus podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking all about Three Caballeros, one of the classic Disney animated movies, and I'm going to be honest, one I never seen before. I thought I knew it, but I didn't. I've seen the animated series on Disney Plus, and I've ridden the ride so many times at Epcot. I love that ride. I think it's amazing. And then I watched this one. Yeah, a little bit different. So Jeremy, what did you think of this one?
It's different, especially for what we grew up in. Of course, this is from Disney's wartime era, and they had to make a lot of changes between, you know, not a lot of people going to theaters during the war, especially in Europe. That took a lot of out of the equation there. And it was not long after, I believe, an animator strike. So they went to a lot of package films for the wartime era stuff. And so it's really weird since it's not a consistent narrative beginning to end, but it's one of those where if the shorts are broken up, most of them, they're fine in small doses, but it does seem really weird when you watch it together, trying to watch it as one movie.
There wasn't anything going on. It was just like, I'm not gonna, this is just so random. It was just this random collection of stuff. It wasn't like Fantasia, which felt like each individual story was its own separate thing. This was just like random, just move on to the next thing. And Donald just chasing after some woman and getting, you know, a bit jealous. And I mean, I kind of knew the Three Caballeros song from the attraction. And, you know, obviously it turns up at the one point in it. And I like that scene. It was like, oh, I see where that attraction came from, you know, some of the clips and stuff from it. So that actually was quite good. I was good. But there was so much of it. I'm just going, how long have we got left for this thing? It's it was a struggle, I'll be honest, to watch it. It's one of those, it's really bad. I think I actually even own it on DVD, but it's still in the cellophane somewhere in a box.
Yeah. I mean, it was only an hour and 15 minutes. So, you know, it's short compared to what we think of today, but it's odd. But like I said, and part of it is building on Saludos Amigos, which is another one of these wartime era package films, because that one introduces Jose Carioca, Donald, which is part of what they build on with the birthday for his friends in Latin America, building on that. And I know this film, was made because it's a labor policy with Latin American countries during the war. This one came out in 45, so this may have been as the Nazis were leaving, kind of like, hey, don't let the Nazis go to Latin America sort of thing, which is kind of weird since we've let Nazis into our space program. But, it was something that the U.S. government actually helped Walt Disney fund, this one and Saludos Amigos. And there's one in between that's like a weird animated documentary. Yeah. Those three are all, they're war propaganda films, but this one seems the least propaganda-y of the three.
it didn't seem, because I mean, it's like looking here at the list, because we had the Cold-Blooded Penguin, which that was fine. That kind of kicked things off, and I'm like, okay, cool. I thought that was okay. Then we had with the the flying monkey, the flying donkey, and I was like, those two, like, I was like, okay, we're just gonna go for a collection of shorts, and they seem fun. I think it was the point then that when we went into like the Mexican ones, it was just like, I think was it the one here where they were like celebrating Christmas was just very just. That one, and then one of them just looked like a load of, you know, I mean, I don't know what they've been smoking, but it definitely was a bit crazy.
Oh yeah, it was Pachito Pistoles, I think is his name, and then of course Jose Carioca's out of Brazil, which is weird to me that it's pronounced Jose, because Brazil speaks Portuguese, not Spanish, so I think it's supposed to be Jose, but I need to defer to either a Brazilian or a Portuguese on that, but I know it's not the same as Spanish. Yeah. Just because of where I live in the United States, there's a high Portuguese population here. And then, of course, I grew up in Texas, where there's a large Mexican population there. So I was speaking Spanish sometimes, and then they're like, no, this is a Portuguese name. It's not the same. And so now that I know that, it always feels so weird to me to call him Jose Carioca, since I know he's from Brazil.
I must admit, this one, it was, I think it's a set thing for me. I did like the, like I said, I like the magic carpet one because it kind of got me into the idea of what happened in that ride. So then I was like, oh, okay, I see where it's all coming from. That's where the music. And I think that for me was that kind of situation going, right, if I take that a bit away, the rest of it was just random, like silly sympathies and all just random bits and pieces. I felt like all the dancing and stuff as well. I mean, it's just that situation. It was such a weird time for Disney. And it's very noticeable that once we kind of got past that era when things started getting to normal a little bit more after World War II had finished, they got back into storytelling. And like you say, this was just like, we've got to make stuff just to keep churning over. You know, Europe isn't watching anything right now, so we're going to make a bit less. But they got to do something. And like the quality, you know, is a lot less. But at the same time, you can kind of look back on it. It seems more like a historical thing to watch rather than maybe for entertainment.
Yes. I've actually watched almost all of the wartime era films. That all of us here in the United States watched Victory Through Air Power, that weird animated documentary on YouTube. And I got to say this, they don't get much better than this. This might be the best one. I did not get to see Make My Music, one that was actually made after this one and before Fun and Fantasy Free, because it wasn't on Disney Plus here in the United States. I don't know if it's on Disney Plus in other countries. But
I don't think it is.
Yeah, but the rest of them, like, if you sit down and watch them in a short and stop, they're fine in and of themselves. But when you put them together, it's really weird. Mm-hmm. But, you know. This is better than Saludos Amigos. This is better than Melody Time, for sure. Mm. So maybe Pick Up Mr. Toad is probably the only one that I would put close to being this. They don't get better until they start doing full-length narrative.
Yeah, I always tend to, like I said, like this era was a really weird, strange time because it kind of, you know, like you say, it wasn't, things weren't going right. And you know, with Force, you know, we're looking back on something that happened like 80 plus years ago. And, you know, a lot has changed since then. You know, and the company at the time was still quite new and it was just trying to survive during that era. So it had to adapt and change a bit. But it is kind of, you know, you think like Snow White and Pinocchio. And then we went into Fantasia and this kind of goes into that weird bit for that like decade where, you know, the Disney Plus Plus or the Disney classics were just very different to what we kind of associate them with now. And in some ways they kind of get glossed over because you do, don't you? You tend to go like Pinocchio and then you go straight into like Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland and then like Cinderella and this whole era just gets wiped out.
Yeah. There was like Dumbo, maybe, and then they had these two. These six, I think I named.
Yeah. They're definitely a bit weird. I'm glad I've seen it. I think for my my Disney history thing, I feel like, okay, cool. Like I've got a better understanding of it. But I did find it very difficult to watch. It was one of those situations of, I think had I not been doing this, I would have turned it off. Or I would have just fast forward until I got to the bit where I knew the song. that's a lot of stuff to watch literally for like a 3-minute song. But it's very strange how they kind of went back and kind of redid these characters and for that new like Legends of the Three Caballero show, you know, and it's just a strange little one.
Yeah, they did that, and then these three, I watched this with my son, and he was singing along to the song because he watched Mickey and the Roadster Racers, and there's one where they end up going to Mexico, and Jose and Panchito show up there, and they sing the song. And so he's singing the song, and I'm just like, you know this song? He's like, yeah, it's from Mickey and the Roadster Racers. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is where it started.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, I know like with the Mickey Roadster Racers, my nephews are addicted to that show right now, and they keep on at me going, "Can you get me toys?" And they want stuff. And I'm like, it's too old. It's gone. They've stopped making stuff. But it's great that in some way, how Disney can keep reinventing this old stuff for a new generation. You know, like you say, you know, if your kids knowing a song from a 1940s wartime Disney movie because they've reused it for Mickey Rourke, and take, like I say, you know, they're taking the best bits, the stuff that was worth it, and redone it. I mean, I think that's just fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. And if you look at the history of Disney, when was the last time we saw the, I guess, any Sensational Six in a theatrical? In 2000, when they redid the, you know, the Sorcerer's Apprentice, but that one, we haven't seen Mickey and Donald and these guys in movies since Fun and Fancy Free, really, yeah. Other than that. They've gone and told all these other stories. So it's kind of nice to look back and say these characters are what made Disney at the beginning through their shorts and everything. And they got their due on the big screen in the 40s. Mm.
Yeah, but no, it's a great little one to watch. But it's that kind of thing of like with a bit of history. I thought it was good. But if I was to give it a score out of 5, I'd probably say a 2 now. I really didn't think it's like it was like barely watchable. But what about you?
Probably 2.5. Like I said, it's not anything spectacular. But I also have the knowledge of having seen all the ones around it and know that it's them are worth. So, at least it was the one that I think is the best of that time frame.
Yeah. So there we go. We'd love to know your thoughts on this one. What did you think of it? We'd love to hear you in the comments below. And remember, you can go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. If you are a Patreon or a YouTube subscriber, you also get early access to these episodes. And you also get to vote on them as well. That's always a cool thing. So if you become one, you can help support the channel, keep the lights on and everything else. But on that note, guys, thank you very much. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.